WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting could include action that takes the next step towards developing property north of Kyle Field.
The Regents' agenda includes discussion behind closed doors, then possible action about awarding a ground lease to a private developer. They would turn 11 acres into a hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. The specific location is not mentioned, but last October, the system announced taking requests to build north of Kyle Field across Jorat Boulevard. As stated last year, Kane Hall would be demolished. The region's agenda also includes a request for a more than $21 million increase in the budget for the pandemic influenza vaccine facility. It's under construction south of the Health Science Center. Regents also being asked to move forward with a $32 million building on West Campus for the College of Agriculture, and consideration will be given to the system's updated capital buildings plan for the next 5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A tire that fell off a semi hit a pickup and a car yesterday afternoon. College Station police report the tire went through the windshield of the car and injured the driver. 24-year-old woman from Bryan was checked out at a hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The freak crash tied up traffic for about 1 hour on Harvey Mitchell between George Bush and FM 60. If you're driving in College Station tomorrow morning, you might go past a patrol vehicle that's pulled over running its emergency lights. Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's in honor of slain Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth.
Governor Greg Abbott has asked that law enforcement agencies across the state activate their emergency lights on their patrol cars at exactly 11 o'clock, which is at the beginning of Deputy Goforth's funeral.
Brock says officers not involved in a call will park and activate their lights for 1 minute.
It breaks our heart. You don't have to actually have a relationship with a Deputy Goforth to feel like you've lost a member of your family.
Remaining vehicles will gather in front of the police station to do the same. In between stops at rural locations, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan appeared in his backyard at a membership luncheon sponsored by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Audience questions included who he likes as the Republican nominee for president this year.
Oh, crud. Next question. No.
Flores thinks there's someone who will embrace the philosophies of Ronald Reagan.
Somebody that builds this country up and talks about the inherent goodness of the people of this country and their families, and turn our communities loose to do what they do best. And I'm hoping that we'll have a Reagan emerge from this scrum that's running around out there.
And Flores also hopes some in the GOP field will act like statesmen and, in his words, stop throwing bombs at each other. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
All right, so the Aggies home game, that'll be next week. You want to find some Aggie jewelry to wear to that? David Gardner's has that for you. They're the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics, and they got some really nice things that have to do with either the color or the design that'll be just right for you. And, you know, David Gardner's has been doing designs that are just right for almost 35 years, as a matter of fact. And, of course, they manufacture jewelry. They design it and manufacture it right there at their location on University Drive. If you're that guy who can plan far enough ahead that you really would like to have a custom piece of jewelry made, then David Gardner's can do that for you. They have the absolute ability to do it if you're that guy who thinks that far ahead. Most of us don't do that. Most of us come in with a cold, panicked look on our face, and we need help there, and David Gardner's can do that for you, too. Know that they've got a knowledgeable staff who can answer your questions and get you through that, whether it's your first time into the store or you've been doing this for a long, long time. David Gardner's there at 911 University Drive.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Howdy, howdy, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sun today. We'll watch for shower and thunderstorm activity. See if it develops this afternoon. It'll be spreading into the Houston area. The question is whether it can come this far to the north and west later today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be an afternoon thunderstorm, 95. They should be tapering off by the time the high school football games get going tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Then partial sun Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in a bit as John Chavis weighs in on beginning a new season after 30-plus years in coaching. There's a new coach for Somerville, and the TCU Horned Frogs are number two in the country. They start play tonight against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. All that and more coming up in sports about 7:50.
So Dean Jones passed away at 84. This is, the love bug guy, made a lot of Disney movies and stuff like that. 84 years old. That darn cat, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I used to like cats. That was, But, yeah, there you go. So, Dean Jones. You know, one of those, if you saw him, you knew him.
He in Flubber?
No, that was Fred McMurray.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yeah, I know that kind of stuff. It's not worth anything at this point in your life, but, it's always good to have. Every day it seems we have some sort of story about how people interact now as opposed to the way they used to, and things that I would have thought would be totally inappropriate, not at all the way to handle things, are now becoming apparently the way to do things. And I'm talking about if you wanted to get a date with someone,
right?
Would making a phone call or sending an email be a better way to do that? Now, I would think, and so did they, that making a phone call would be more personal and appropriate.
Right.
But in a study of teenagers, scientists found that people who sent romantic emails were more emotionally pumped up about this. And you could be more thoughtful, you see, and stronger in your language than for those who left voicemails. But, Now, the difference between actually talking to the person on the phone and leaving a voicemail, I cannot imagine leaving a voicemail asking somebody out.
So what are you doing Saturday?
Yeah, something.
You want to go get some food?
Yeah. Voicemail messages are usually spoken off the top of your head. Well, yeah, you don't want to hear the rustling of papers.
Good evening.
Will you go out with me?
I was just kind of wondering.
Because I would default to phone. I prefer that. But I'm wondering about the other person, if they wouldn't prefer maybe an email, that it's lower emotionally involved for them.
Saying no is a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of times I prefer a text over a phone call, not in romantic situations,
sure.
Just text me. I'd rather do that because then I can deal with it in my own time.
Of course. Well, the deal is, of course, if it's a written message, it can be rewritten and it can be edited.
Mm.
And then for that way, it could be either more impactful or more persuasive or whatever. And that's true either for men or women, they found.
Yeah, if it's terrible, it's more shareable on the internet.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Just remember, it's always going to be there.
If they were writing sonnets, I'd go for that, but I'm not convinced we're at that level.
I don't think we're talking sonnets here, no. Anyway, the findings run counter to something known as media naturalness theories, which is commonly held evolutionary standard that suggests that the further we get away from this actual face-to-face communication thing that we do, the less natural and the less effective it becomes. What we need to do is maybe get back to and reconsider all these assumptions that we've had about emailing and texting. They're wanting to let us know now that apparently not only is it appropriate, it's becoming more and more common that people will do that. Don't say I like it, just that's the world we live in. No winner in your lottery last night. They tried to give it to you, but you didn't go buy a dang ticket, did you? So it's $133 million on Saturday night. I know the chances are 175 million to one, but what the heck?
It's just a dollar.
Sure, you know, why not? So if you were planning to go to Philadelphia to see the Pope and hoping to get a selfie, all of those things have become more difficult probably, at least the selfie part. U.S. Secret Service, who, by the way, is in charge of security for the papal visit, but they are for any head of state.
I was going to say, I don't think the Swiss Guard travels with
no,
them, do they?
No, well, again, and there's not many of them. They stick out with those looking,
those,
you know,
those funny-looking uniforms.
Funny-looking uniforms, yeah. Anyway, no selfie sticks, apparently, this weekend. In addition, during the weekend, not this weekend. In addition, just like if you were going to, like, a sporting event, you won't be able to fly a drone, carry balloons, use a laser pointer. Why would you have a laser pointer?
The same reason people bring them to concerts, because they're stupid.
Okay. Anyway, so that's what you got to do if you want to see the Pope. And that which brings up, of course, preparation for parades.
So it would be Pope parade preparation.
Yeah, that'd be true, too. But, you know, and speaking of parades, they just had a big one over in Beijing a few hours ago. You know, this was their big victory parade. And this was, what, the 70th anniversary of what they called their victory. And so that's what happened. And they took the opportunity, by the way, to say that they were going to cut their troop force, too, I think.
By like 2 mil.
Something like, well, again, numbers over there for them are, you know, just
they're
anything.
Cutting 2 million, and they're still the biggest force
world. Yeah, yeah, no, there's plenty of them. But that's, and I guess that's interesting that they took the... they took today to say that at the military parade. Let's see, it marked the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. But here's the deal. When the cameras are rolling in China, they want to make sure everything's right. And they don't care what they have to do to inconvenience everybody else.
Right.
So apparently, in preparation for the parade, they basically told they wanted the air to be clean, so they shut factories down last week.
Well, they
said, shut the factories down, don't go to work, you can't do this anymore.
They said they did the exact same thing before the Olympics.
Sure. They said, okay, you can't cook on your gas stove either. Just, you know, eat cold cereal and crackers or whatever. You can't do that. You can't open the windows and the doors of any apartment or any office building that looked over this avenue, Kaonchu, I think, Avenue, where they held the parade. They took all the scissors out of the offices.
What?
Yes, that faced this avenue for that.
Because they're going to, afraid people are going to throw scissors?
Scissors out of the offices. You couldn't have company come and visit you. They couldn't do that. You couldn't cook on gas stoves, all because they wanted to make sure it was perfect. But what they could not control, if they didn't think, were the birds, because they were going to fly jets, okay? So did you hear what they did to control the birds?
No.
They trained monkeys to tear up the nests of the birds. They found these macaque monkeys. They trained them at Chinese bases to run up the tree and kick and tear apart the bird nests.
So who knew that the Chinese leader was related to the Wicked Witch of the West?
That's it. But, I mean, you think about it. Let's say that D.C. had to do this for the inaugural parade, and they sent monkeys out to tear up the birds so that they wouldn't poop on the presidential limousine. Can you tell me that the bird huggers wouldn't just go crazy?
PETA would lose it.
I don't think they'd do anything.
You know?
No, their heads would have already exploded.
Yeah. Well, they thought about doing predatory birds, and thought, that, you know, that doesn't solve it. We have to keep things out of the air. Close
Hello.
The factories.
Will you
no
go
scissors?
Out with me to the movies on Friday?
Oh, listen to
I
you.
I saw you in the grocery store, and you were looking super fly.
Wait, super fly? What does that mean?
Oh, don't worry.
Okay, all right.
If someone, yeah.
All right, that's fine. Other people will know. Can you play that again? I'm sorry.
Yes, it'll take a second.
Hello, okay. Will you go out with me to the movies on Friday? I saw you in the grocery store, and you were looking super fly.
Okay.
That looks like misconnections.
Why wouldn't you do like, hey, good looking, rather than hello?
Because it's not 1960, Scott.
Oh, well, I mean, some sort of a term of introduction rather than hello. Anyway.
It's going to be a shindig all down at the dance hall.
I was gonna say, all of a sudden, we're doing Hank Williams Sr. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
No, I don't think we were doing that at all. But anyway, I just thought something that would be a little
more. Hey, good looking.
Yeah, you're right. That didn't work.
How do you stay connected to your business when your work has you traveling from Miami on Monday to Tacoma on Tuesday? You call Regis at 1-800-OFFICES. Regis offers drop-in business lounges, meeting rooms, and office space in more than 3,000 locations worldwide, allowing you to work from anywhere at any time, all on your terms. Call Regis today at 1-800-OFFICES and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regis, here to help you grow.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zornemann Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning. It's 7:23. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll have a look at the weather in just a minute. Unfortunately, a diminished chance of rain. That's not what we like. Credit scores. Your credit score. It's kind of complicated, you know. There are three different credit bureaus that are out there, you know, and there are some things that you can do that really can impact your credit score, like paying your bills late or having way too much credit. However, there's some things that do not impact your credit score that might surprise you. For instance, your income. Lenders do consider income when deciding whether to extend a loan, and credit card issuers may also base your credit limits partially on that data, but it has no role in determining what your credit score is. Another thing, not borrowing. Some people believe that as long as they do not apply for credit, they'll have a good credit score. But doing nothing generally doesn't affect your credit score. To improve your scores, consumers need to show they're trustworthy borrowers. If you have no credit history, lenders don't have anything on which to base their decisions. Most everything that we learn from, who's the money dude who's so smart?
I can see his face. All right,
Dad, this is two old guys talking on the radio. That's a really bad thing.
Ugh.
Here's the thing. It is important for you to obviously create a credit history, so you need to do that. Debit cards, even though They often have a Visa or a MasterCard logo. The transactions, Dave Ramsey, transactions that you make with them do not impact your credit score. Most everything Dave Ramsey says is great. The envelope system, all that kind of stuff. But understand, you might need to actually be able to, at some point, buy something, like maybe your house. And so you do need to develop a credit history. Insurance premiums, utility bills, and cell phone bills. While insurance companies, utility providers, and your mobile phone carriers often check new customers' credit scores, they don't report your history to the credit bureaus. The exception is if somebody falls behind on payments and the account gets turned over to the collection agency, that affects it. And finally, bank account overdrafts. Bouncing a check will not impact your credit score unless the check was to the credit card company, causing the payment to be late. So, things that do and don't impact your credit score, which may surprise you. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Again, a little bit warmer than it has been, and the chances of rain slowly but surely continuing to diminish. There is some rain again. It's off the Texas coast right now, not even very much of it inland. But look for a high today about 92. We're up to 94 on Friday, 96 on Saturday, Sunday, and on Labor Day as well. 20% chance of showers each day, but that's about it. And each night we'll kind of move down into the middle 70s. Right now the winds are calm. We have 94% relative humidity, and we're looking at 73 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Back in July at a town hall meeting in Nashville, President Obama poo-pooed the idea that health insurance costs would rise in Tennessee, even though insurance companies had already requested big rate increases. He predicted that rates would come in significantly lower than what was requested. And he then tried to shift responsibility, telling the crowd that it was up to them to make sure the state insurance commissioner, quote, does their job and is not just passively reviewing the rate request. And he then said that people should ask the commissioner, why would you need very high premiums? Well, we now know the answer to his question. Julie McPeak, the state insurance commissioner, granted Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee a 36% rate increase. She said the massive increase was needed to cover the higher-than-expected claims from sick people who signed up for individual policies under the first 2 years of Obamacare. And Tennessee's not alone. Idaho, the state insurance director, says a 23% increase by Blue Cross of Idaho is not unreasonable, and he doesn't have the power to stop it. Kentucky, Oregon recently approved 25% increases in Ohio, 14%, Michigan, 11%. And when you get your notice of how much more you'll be paying for health insurance next year, remember this. Every single additional dime you have to pay can be attributed to Barack Hussein Obama and the Democrat Party. They're the ones who did a job on you and did a job on America. Don't doubt me, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above Average Fantasy Football Player, what are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half, and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry, this amazing offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 6262. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 6262.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Today's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting could include action that takes the next step towards developing property north of Kyle Field.
The region's agenda includes discussion behind closed doors, then possible action about awarding a ground lease to a private developer. They would turn 11 acres into a hotel, conference center, parking garage, and student services building. The specific location is not mentioned, but last October, the system announced taking requests to build north of Kyle Field across Jorout Boulevard. As stated last year, Kane Hall would be demolished. The region's agenda also includes a request for a more than $21 million increase in the budget for the pandemic influenza vaccine facility. It's under construction south of the Health Science Center. Regents also being asked to move forward with a $32 million building on West Campus for the College of Agriculture, and consideration will be given to the system's updated capital buildings plan for the next 5 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A tire that fell off a semi hit a pickup and a car yesterday afternoon. College Station police report the tire that went through the windshield of the car injured the driver. A 24-year-old woman from Bryan was checked out at a hospital for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The freak crash tied up traffic for about 1 hour on Harvey Mitchell between George Bush and FM 60. Tomorrow morning at 11, you might drive by police patrol vehicles that are parked and flashing their emergency lights. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's an observance of the first minute of the funeral service of slain Harris County Deputy Sheriff Darren Goforth.
We obviously want to be a part of that show of support and solidarity for the men and women who put their lives on the line on a regular basis here to protect our community.
Brock says vehicles that are not on patrol or another call will be parked in front of the police station with their lights activated.
Anybody who's chosen this profession knows, especially now, the inherent dangers that come with policing today. And it's a very honorable, but it's a very tough profession.
Brock says Governor Abbott made the request for the show of support. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was the guest speaker at a membership luncheon hosted by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Audience questions included the most likely outcome of the president's nuclear arms deal with Iran. Flores expects the House and Senate to vote against it, but in the Senate with not enough votes to override a presidential veto.
There were five tests that the president and the State Department had when they went into those negotiations that they swore to us would be part of a final agreement, and they did not achieve one of those five standards for an acceptable agreement. So I consider it to be gravely important, and I will continue to do all I can to fight it.
And Flores also noted the audience included retired General Joe Ramirez, the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets.
I know we may have disagreement in here, but General Ramirez is shaking his head with me, and that reminds me that three-quarters of the people that are experts in national defense in this country say that this deal is a wrong deal. And they're far more expert in this than I am.
And Flores says the deal will give Iran nuclear weapons in 13 years, which he compared to the 14 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. One of the new Texas laws that did not take effect this week may be the most controversial of all, the law allowing the open carrying of firearms. The reason for the delay, according to State Representative Diego Bernal, who represents downtown San Antonio, is to make sure businesses have time to put up the proper signage to keep out people openly carrying those firearms.
There's not been open carry in a top 15 city ever before. So introducing firearms into an urban environment, I think, is a mistake.
Bernal, who voted against open carry, says San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston will be the largest cities in the country to have it, and he doesn't see how it will make an urban environment better. The Alamo is getting a facelift. Land Commissioner George P. Bush says $32 million is being appropriated by the legislature and will help begin the process of renovating and redesigning the Alamo and Alamo Plaza. State Senator Jose Menendez says the remaining will cover all history.
I look forward that the story is going to be so much more than the Walt Disney version. It's going to be a story that includes the rich history of this land.
San Antonio officials say they are tired of visitors from around the world visiting the Alamo and coming away saying, "Is that all there is? It isn't what I expected." WTAW News Time approaching 7:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, we've talked since, I think, mid-2014 that this is really and truly a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of position, though, does that put buyers in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've been asked a lot lately, is it still a good time for buyers to be purchasing homes, even though it's considered such a strong seller's market? And the answer is absolutely yes. There's so many other factors involved. Interest rate is a big one. We're sitting at about 4.5% interest rate, some a little bit lower, some a little bit higher. But, you know, just as an example, $200,000 home, just the principal and interest portion, not the taxes or anything, a little over $1,000 for a $200,000 loan. Those interest rates jump up to 7.5%, which is what my husband and I paid when we bought our first home. And those were considered great interest rates.
In the 80s, I remember my parents in the teens,
18%, right. So take that up to 7.5%. You're looking at a payment right in the $1,400 range.
Jump that up
to 10.5% and you're over $1,800. So really take advantage of those interest rates.
Learn more by going to zarealestate.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at atkinsonitpaystostay.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37. It's 6:37 in Albuquerque. But anyway, here we go. Here's our new weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging systems, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We have a few showers and thunderstorms this morning on the Texas coast, working their way off towards the north and northwest. We'll see if they get this far inland today. Partly sunny, highs 90 to 95 with the threat of an afternoon storm. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, there could be an afternoon storm, 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny and hot Saturday, highs going to range anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you want to know if I got butterflies today, yeah, it's game week. It's time to get ready to go play.
That's John Chavis as we start football for A&M on Saturday. Baylor hires a Philadelphia law firm to look into things on campus. Somerville's got a new head coach, and the NCAA kicks off football tonight. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
That whole Baylor kerfuffle is just fun, isn't it? Gee whiz. Man,
it is.
How in the world did they not know that that was going on?
It is allegedly, because we don't know for sure. It's allegedly dirty.
And let me see. The president of Baylor is a guy named Ken Starr, who, former solicitor general and that whole Clinton thing. And, if there's something going on, that could be a little embarrassing.
Stinks to high heaven.
Largest Baptist university in the world. And so more rumors swirling around about who will possibly take the place of Donald Trump in this, what's the name of this show, The Apprentice thing? Mm-hmm. I mean, so who are they going to get? There's some talk that Richard Branson was approached about the gig, but he said that his schedule would not allow him to do that. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, also no. So the word is now that Magic Johnson is in the running to be able to.
It's not going to work.
It won't.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
See, I mean, it just won't. Nobody is going to be able to deliver the line the way that the Donald
It has did. To be somebody that's mean.
And annoying. Yeah. So there. We'll see. What's wrong with having a mean president of the United States? Is there anything wrong with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be mean-spirited. Now, that's something different. But if you're there to... You know what? I don't think Benjamin Netanyahu is mean, but not for a second do I think that he doesn't have the best interest of his country in mind.
No, you're absolutely right.
In everything he does.
You're absolutely right.
Can he run? Never mind.
No, he cannot.
I know. So... Our weather, talking about there's rain out there. The nearest rain is in West Columbia, Texas, if you know where that is. And it's a little bitty shower. It's not close and it's not big. Hello.
So you had the representative from San Antonio in the news talking about open carry in large cities. He's wrong. Phoenix is larger than Dallas or San Antonio, and Arizona's allowed open carry forever.
No, excuse me. What makes you think that Phoenix is bigger than Dallas? In no world are they bigger than that.
It is. Look it up.
Well, it depends on how you're going to measure. I don't know what he was referencing
population.
For numbers, but there's the metro area and the city limits. And
I got you. All right. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I think I'm a good replacement for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, you're fired!
Yeah, that's probably right. I don't watch the show anyway. Yeah.
I love that.
And again, we've talked about it before. Why would you go to a concert with Gilbert Gottfried? After about 10 minutes, don't you think you've had enough? I mean, wouldn't that just wear you down?
Yeah. All right, the population of Phoenix is 3.25.
Okay. All right.
See, and Google says 1.5.
So there.
Population of Dallas is 1.25.
Okay, so I'm thinking Metroplex. So okay, I'll sit corrected.
Houston, 2.19. Austin, 888.
And all right, now what's your source there? Because
Google sources the United States Census Bureau. Okay. And I don't know what Wikipedia is sourcing, but they say 4.3 for Phoenix.
Oh. Well, if it's Wikipedia, it has to be true.
It's the first thing that pops up in a Google search when I look at it.
Okay, I got you. By the way, and while we're talking about San Antonio, how about this Alamo thing?
Yeah.
I
grew up there, and I understand the underwhelming feeling you get when you're like, that's what made Texas a state.
Well,
but
all of us,
amazing.
Yeah, well, all of us who went to school here have to take Texas history.
Yep.
Which, again, then brings up the question, aren't you glad you didn't go to Colorado schools where you have to learn Colorado
history? No, because in Missouri, we didn't take Missouri history.
They said, what, nothing big happened?
you just kind of learned it as part of the history.
Okay.
There was not a specific class.
Hello.
Two replacements, Roseanne Barr or Pee-wee Herman.
Oh.
Ooh.
I like Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne would work.
Roseanne would be okay. That's not bad. That could work. But if you make it too spectacular an experience, are you really going to then be underwhelmed by it? The Alamo, going back to that. I'm not sure.
I don't know how you can make it more, wow, Texas history.
Yeah, well, again, if you're into that and you like it, then that's fine. But I think all of us who went there had to come back around the second time to get the parking
place.
They had
shades of this the last time I went around looking for it, but that sort of little markers that said, and here was the outer limit of this and this and
okay.
that. And if they could make it so you could picture it, if you could see the church and imagine the rest of the fort, that might be a little more impressive.
All right, reference what you had said when you were on top of the Trade Center. That there's an app that's available for that.
That's
right?
True.
Another $15.
Well, whatever. But I mean, do that, and then that's fine. Do that. Just absolutely do that.
Almost like a walking tour. Take it down there and say, "Oh, you're near where a cannon was fired." And something. I mean, yeah.
I have not been there, but we had this was now 3 years ago. They have a fairly sophisticated system like that at Washington on the Brazos Park.
Oh yeah.
So what you can do is you go in and you hold up your phone. And as I understand it, and you push the button and you look, and it builds the buildings. It shows the street for you the way that the street used to look.
Wow.
Yeah, they even put people in that, I think.
Yeah, and those things are not inexpensive.
No.
But that's, I mean, if they can do it there, then they could do it in San Antonio. It's probably like anything else, so they just need to monetize it and find a way to do that. But, to be able to put people there would be fine. Show where, you know, John Wayne died right there at the gate. All right, once again, I don't know if it's good or bad. Congratulations to Honda. They are your favorite car theft target.
Woohoo!
One more time. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says the Honda Accord was the number one most stolen car or truck this past year. The Civic not far behind. See, I don't know what that says. I'm not, I mean, I think it's okay.
I think it says if it's not worth stealing, it's not worth driving.
Yeah, well, the Hondas I've had have been just spectacular cars. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, the Honda Accord, 51,290 total thefts. Civic at 43,000. Number three is your Ford full-size pickup. Number four is your Chevy full-size pickup. Number five is your Toyota Camry. Number six is the Dodge pickup. Number seven is the Dodge Caravan. Number eight is the Nissan Altima. And number nine is the Integra from Acura. Of course, you got to have a lot of them out there to end up having those numbers, too. Nowhere on here do I see a Tesla. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but that's it. Again, Honda has the number one and two most stolen cars.
Oh, and Musk said, Elon Musk said in March they'll announce their $35,000 model.
Will they?
Which will be available 2 years after they announce it. But you can start signing up for it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the doors will rattle after a year. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I don't know. There's not enough. What kind of vibration is produced really with an electric car?
Well, that's probably. But if you put a jam box, can you imagine if you put, big subwoofers in there? yeah, probably not. Anyway, so once again, our China story, they're just different over there. Airlines need to make sure that the airline pilots and co-pilots get along. Apparently, the Civil Aviation Administration of China has released a statement after an incident in the China United Airlines where the pilot and co-pilot got into a knockdown, drag-out fight. No word on how it ended or who broke it up, but it was in flight when it happened. Hello? You don't want to hear about that. You don't want to hear about anything unusual happening in the cockpit when you're flying.
No. No, anything in an airplane, full stop.
Just as soon. Okay. All right, I'm going to say a TV show and then a name.
Okay.
All right, The View. All right?
Okay.
I've seen maybe upwards of 15 seconds at a time, usually, if it's a...
Sound bite.
Yep. Chelsea Clinton. Just saying. Claims she's too busy with motherhood and all that other stuff, but doesn't see anything wrong with joining the show. You think Mama's going to say, hey, I need a little help with my candidacy? would you go out and put your name out there for me every day?
No. Man.
I'm just.
You talk about grabbing the brass ring because she's done nothing.
Yeah, well, hey, how much does she make off that foundation? She gets a pretty good salary for that.
Well, she was making like $700,000 for doing commentaries or whatever for whatever TV show she was on for 10 minutes.
Yep, we missed that. Okay. All right, here we go. Imposter foods. I mean, I hate to do this to you.
Imposter?
Yeah. Some of those foods that you think are something really aren't, like Cool Whip, your dessert topping, mostly corn syrup and vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in 2010, they started adding a touch of skim milk. So now they can say that it's
made with real milk.
Yeah, it's got dairy in it, but there's no cream in there. Crab meat. Okay, the crab in your California crab roll, most likely FDA standards are imitation crab meat.
Yep.
The pink and the white crab sticks are made of ground fish called surimi. Just letting you know. And if it's spelled K, then you know it. Okay. White chocolate. There's no chocolate in white chocolate.
Nope. Not at all.
No, that's
it's
bark. What makes it white.
Yeah. Yep. It contains cocoa butter, same vegetable fat that's used in lotions. Still, white chocolate has its own FDA standards. In order for something to be labeled as white chocolate, at least 20% of it must be cocoa butter, while only 55% can be made from sugars. Pancake syrup. Most pancake syrup in the store is disguised to look like real maple syrup, but in fact, it's just mostly corn syrup. But who likes that? I mean,
maple syrup.
Yeah, the way you tell the difference is the price, because real maple syrup is very expensive in comparison.
And if you buy the kind that has a vanilla bean in it, that's the best syrup ever.
What? A maple syrup with vanilla bean? Really?
Yeah, I've found one. It's got one vanilla bean in the maple syrup, and whoa.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
It's really good.
Okay, well. And
really expensive.
Yeah, and so does Mrs. Butterworth really have butter in it, or do we know? I mean.
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. It's good, but it's oil that tastes just like butter.
Yeah. Scott, I got a letter from your computer.
Okay.
Hey, Scott, it's your computer. You know, Windows XP. I'm so tired. There's this new guy, Windows 10. I really think you two would get along swimmingly. Why don't you let me ride off into the digital sunset and spend my days sipping JPEGs on a cloud server somewhere in Belarus? Seriously, just let me die.
You obviously... You have way too much time on your hands.
Kids not excited about going back to school? Keep them excited about learning. Fungineering has classes this fall to help enhance your child's education. Fungineering makes learning fun with Minecraft, Legos, and robotics. Fungineering offers classes for children ages 6 to 14 starting September 1st. Come in and see what Fungineering is all about. Open houses are Wednesday evenings all through the month of September from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And check them out online at FungineeringCS.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Let me ask you, what language do you speak? I'm not talking about English or German or Spanish. I'm talking about your love language. If you don't know the answer for yourself or for your spouse, I'd encourage you to find out. It can revolutionize your marriage. The term love languages refers to the ways we express or receive love. There are 5 that are usually mentioned: words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Each of us tends to connect to one or two of these more than the others. My wife's primary love language is quality time. Here's an example of how I tapped into that need to connect with her in a way she found meaningful. The other morning, she was getting ready for her day, so I made us a couple of cups of coffee and took them upstairs. For several minutes, I sat with her, and we talked while she put on her makeup. Afterward, she told me how much that simple gesture had meant to her and how it drew her closer to me. I tapped her love language. And the truth is, I need to do that far more often than I currently do. For one thing, sitting with her for a short time made her feel so good and so significant. But more importantly, I'm learning that speaking each other's love language shouldn't be a rare occurrence. It ought to be a way of life. To help your marriage thrive, and maybe to learn your love languages, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, the taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm 1 out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:53. Aggie football starts their season this Saturday with new players and coaches, none bigger to the program anyway than new defensive coordinator John Chavis. His nickname, Chief. Chavis has coached for over 30 years and was asked if he still got excited heading into the new season after all these years. Here's his walk-off shot to close out the press conference.
You know, it's going to be, in my opinion, outstanding, because that's the way I feel about coaching. And, you know, I get asked, you know, how long can you do this? You've done it for a long time, 37 years. How much longer? I'm going to do it as long as somebody will have me and as long as I feel those butterflies. And, yeah, if you want to know if I got butterflies today, yeah, it's game week. It's time to get ready to go play. So if that leaves, then I need to leave. And I'm going to be fired up, and I'm excited about being part of the Aggie team that will travel to Houston. That's a good one.
That's a good answer.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Pre-game is at 5 with Dave and Dave. Kickoff is at 6, and it's all available on News Talk 1620 WTAW. From KBTX Sports, it took one day for the Somerville Yewas to hire a brand new coach. The Jesse House era began yesterday after Rex House stepped down after just one game in Somerville. House comes to Somerville after serving as the head baseball coach at Skidmore Tynan. Last year, the TCU Horned Frogs shared the Big 12 title but were left out of the college football playoff. They start this year number 2 in the country and a chip on their shoulder. Here's Frogs head coach Gary Patterson.
You strive for perfection, you got a chance for excellence. If you don't try to be perfect, you never get a chance to be great. If you try to be great, then you're just good. If you just try to be good, then you'll be okay. And so every day in life, you try to get up and win by one point. It's hard to do that.
They start things off tonight in Minnesota against the Golden Gophers with their highest preseason ranking ever. Michigan is in Utah for the Prodigal Son's return. Jim Harbaugh era starts tonight at 7:30. Two other ranked teams in the Associated Press Top 25 preseason poll are in action tonight as well, with number 16 Georgia Tech at home against Alcorn State and number 22 Arizona State hosting UTSA. We'll keep it with the NCAA football, but only kind of. Baylor University has hired a Philadelphia law firm to independently investigate the university's handling of sexual assault complaints. That includes the one against defensive end Sam Akawachu. Akawachu was sentenced last month to 6 months in jail and 10 years of probation for sexual assault. Partners from the law firm Pepper Hamilton LLP will lead the investigation. In Texas MLB action,
swinging a hard hit ball, base hit into right field. This one's headed into the corner. A long run for Kemp to get to the ball. Elvis headed to third. Tony Beasley waving him home. Elvis scores, standing up. RBI double. Mitch Moreland. The Rangers lead here in the 10th inning, 4-3.
Moreland doubled in the go-ahead run in the 10th to give the surging Texas Rangers the 4-3 win over the Padres. With the win, the Rangers win a season-high 8 games over 500. Texas has the night off. They're in L.A. tomorrow for the Angels. A Seattle rookie uncorked on the Houston Astros last night.
Swinging a line drive into right field. That's going to drop in a base hit. Morrison will score, and the Mariners have the lead 4-3. What a night for Sean O'Malley.
O'Malley had 3 hits to help the Mariners to a 5-3 win over the Houston Astros. The Minnesota Twins head to Houston for 3 games, and Astros skipper A.J. Hinch is happy to be back in H-Town.
And we play well at home. This wasn't a good series for us, and they did more things to win the series. It's nice to have the off day tomorrow. We'll come back refreshed, but we're used to winning here. We're going to win moving forward at home. We like playing here, but this series was not our best.
And finally, some sad news to report. Former Hearn head coach and athletic director Ralph Limus passed away on Monday in Luling. He was 57 years old. Limus had been the defensive coordinator at Luling High School since 2012. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just about a minute till. You know, we were talking about fake foods a little while ago before I was so rudely interrupted by something Patrick thought was funny. Not mine.
Not just Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. the final thing that you think you're eating that you're not is...
Bacon!
That's right.
What?
Bacon bits. Those bacon bits.
Oh, of course not.
Well, you know, but for a while, that's all we had. Technology left us Bacos. Is that what they were called?
Yes.
Bacos?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... That's all right, because it was...
That's mainly for texture and salt, in my opinion. Yeah.
Some sort of a soy product, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now you can go buy those little... But, you know, that's the, even the little bags of that stuff is pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's bacon after all. Hello?
Yeah, so if